So welcome back, listeners. My name is Anne Glover, also known as Mother Doula, and I work as a doula and hypnobirthing teacher here in Northern Ireland. And I hope you're all enjoying this new series of podcasts as much as I love doing them, because this series is all about parents' experiences of pregnancy, birth, and the early days with baby or babies. So today I am really quite excited to tell you that it's Dad's turn to share with you his experiences. And I would like now to welcome Huey. And also I think his beautiful wife Tara is going to maybe chip in as well sometimes. So it'd be so nice to hear from you both. So Huey, would you just like to give us just a wee, just let the listeners give a wee introduction about yourself?
So hi everybody, I'm Huey. I am American. We've been living now in the UK for 3 years or so, is that right? Yeah, so we moved to Belfast about 2.5 years ago for work. I moved with my company to work in Belfast. And then now, about 6 months ago, we've moved now to Nottingham. And so now we live in England.
We had moved from the States to Belfast in May of 2018 and found out I was pregnant 1 whole month later. Wow. And we had some pretty serious discussions about whether we should move back to the States, because we were 5,000 miles away from all of our friends and family and any kind of support system we would have. So we knew that we were going to need some additional support if we stayed, and we decided to stay. I had always wanted to have a doula because about 10 years ago, I watched a film called The Business of Being Born. And it was a documentary by Ricky Lake, who was a talk show host in the States in the 90s. And she had two kids. One of them was at the hospital and one was at home. And her film is about the second birth at home. And I don't think that it made me skeptical of the medical industry in regards to birth, but it definitely made me aware of the fact that there are options. And you often talk about on this podcast that moms and dads always ask you, am I allowed to do that? Because we don't know anything about it. I think there's just sort of this universal understanding that when you get pregnant, you will go to the hospital, you will get induced, you will have an epidural, you will scream and shout at your partner, you will be in a lot of pain, you will get over any kind of trauma that you have because now there's a baby. And so the film really made me think about all of my other options. And so for the last 10 years, I've always thought if I ever got pregnant, I was going to definitely want to have a doula. So when we decided to stay in Belfast and we thought, well, what are we going to do? I said, we're going to get a doula.
Yay. I'm so glad you did.
And I really had no clue what a doula was. I don't think we talked a little bit about you wanting to get a doula, and I was supportive and all about it, even though I didn't know what that meant. I think I thought that doulas were essentially midwives, like a personal midwife that you hire, I guess, and that they then deliver the baby. And that's about all I figured that a doula was. So I don't know. She kind of explained a bit more that they're meant to be that extra support structure. And of course, like I'm fine with that. I'll take all the support we can get. Because we're kind of going into a thing that we just didn't know much about, right? Like I had no clue. I hadn't experienced really anybody going through labor, giving, doing childbirth, all that. So I was on board with all of that. So
So just so the listeners are pretty clear about this, this was your first time being parents, so it's your first pregnancy together and expecting this gorgeous wee baba. So Huey, we hear lots, what mums think and what's going through their minds, and as we heard from Tara, doing a lot of research about being pregnant and having a baby, and also knowing what sort of support she wanted. So can you remember your initial thoughts when you found out you're going to be a daddy?
I mean, excitement for sure. Surprise, definitely. So we were trying to have a baby for years. And that's, one thing that I always wanted to do, like as a kid, you asked me what I wanted to be when I grow up, and I want to be a dad. I want to be a successful husband and father is what I always said I wanted to be. So,
way up there.
so we tried for a long time, and then we were kind of at the point where like, okay, do we either start, you know, getting medical assistance in this process, or we just kind of give up? And so we were kind of at that point, and then we like surprise had a baby. So so very excited, very again surprised, but you know, a bit anxious, nervous at the same time, because it's again unknown. Like I again hadn't had anybody close to me who'd had a baby before, so I hadn't really been through that process. But overall joy, I guess, is hard to sum it up in one feeling.
Yeah, lovely. I remember meeting you for the first time. Well, I met Tara on her own with her friend for the first time, and then when I went to your home, I remember, and we just all sort of fell in together. We just felt so comfortable with each other, and just to be part of that joy and excitement, it really was very precious. Because as you said as well earlier, Tara, you were far away from family and friends, you know, thousands of miles away, and it's a big decision, first of all, to think about having your baby in a country that you're living in temporarily. And luckily, we all spoke the same sort of language.
Mostly, yeah.
Yeah. So whenever Tara told you about having a doula and you said yes, most men just say, yeah, I'll go along with whatever pregnant mommy wants, just for, you know, happy life, happy wife sort of thing.
Yeah.
So as we got to know each other, and because you also did the hypnobirthing course, which is nice maybe to talk about as well, if you combine the both. But just your thoughts, Huey, on having the doula during the pregnancy and doing the hypnobirthing course. Like, would you?
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. I love it. Again, like going into it, it was just kind of a mystery. I was like, okay, things are going to happen. Like Tara was talking about, like, you have these expectations that you're going to go into this. She's going to be screaming and yelling, and you know, all of a sudden a baby's going to be there, right? Like, what happens? And all of the you know, I kind of understood the overall idea, but I think, and it's kind of difficult for me to pull apart the doula part and the hypnobirthing part. Those are kind of like very the same for me. But I think the education part of it, like learning, here's what the muscles do in the body. Here's what like physically happens to get the baby out. That kind of stuff was like mind blowing to me. And like, it just demystified it. So it made it much less scary. Yeah. And made me feel much more prepared going into it to support Tara and to be supported in supporting Tara is what I really felt through the whole process. So kind of took down those, the walls, I guess, of what was going to happen. And made it a lot easier.
Yeah. Huey, I was just going to ask you about the presence of doulas at a birth, because there are a lot of myths around, and a lot of dads get the feeling that if mum wants a doula, it's going to sort of push dad out of the way, especially in the birthing room. And I just want you to be honest and say how you felt about having a doula in the actual, during the labour and birth, if you don't mind.
Yeah. I'm trying to understand how people are thinking that. I guess I can kind of understand maybe where that comes from, but I guess I didn't feel that at all. I didn't feel at all like I was, I don't know, being undermined or anything like that. I think I said it before too, is really I felt like I was being supported in supporting Tara.
Yeah.
So it felt, and I don't know if that it's just that we had all got along so well or what, but it really felt like we were all in it as a team. It never at one point felt like I was pushed out or I was unimportant, even in the delivery room when all attention was on mommy, right? Like, I still, like, you being the doula, right, you still supported me in that, like checked in, made sure I was okay, made sure that I was able to support Tara in the moment as well. So I think had you not been there, I would have felt pushed out. But you being there, I felt much more pulled into the whole process.
That's great to hear. Yeah, because as we all know, and I'm not talking about your birth and experience, but we all know, I certainly know as a doula from the birth and experiences I've been to, that yes, we can plan and we prepare, and sometimes the baby has other ideas. And that's one thing, you know, with all the preparation during pregnancy is preparing for those wee twists and turns, but also because we don't know what's going to happen. It's the magic of birth, really. We don't really know how the wee baby is eventually, how long it's going to take, or how the baby's going to arrive. So it's not being traumatized and not thinking, oh, this isn't happening, that we know that a lot of things that do happen are all natural. And that's where I'm going to talk a wee bit about the hypnobirthing course, because you did the hypnobirthing course with me, which I loved because I wasn't doing it very long at that stage. And, you know, we talk about learning different techniques and having the tools. You mentioned as well, Huey, the education. And we talk about the breathing and the relaxation, because, again, there's some myths around hypnobirthing. Whenever I say hypnobirthing to some couples, they think I'm going to hypnotize them. And I think it's quite a general thinking, but we have to get rid of that thought, because I don't hypnotize you. Sure, I don't, honestly. I just relax you.
You do have a very relaxing voice.
So a lot of, the course was 5 sessions, which it was lovely going and seeing you on the Sunday mornings doing that. Do you have any particular memories or any techniques that you would still think of sometimes that you'd use? So it's not just for birthing.
Yeah, actually, I would. I know Tara uses it all the time too, but like, I know I have a tendency to stress out before big meetings or, interviews or podcasts. So yeah, I definitely use the breathing techniques to de-stress. I do it often. I don't know necessarily that I do the whole, back to forward sort of process, but I definitely do use like the mindfulness and again the breathing to just chill myself out.
Yeah. And I know Tara's got a wee story to tell us about that too, but just before I move on to that, I'm just thinking back to, to the birth, the labour and birth. And I have to say, like, being your doula and your hypnobirthing teacher was actually quite precious, because we're able to reinforce and, sort of just be prompts to get, to keep that hypnobirthing going. Because I know some couples say, or the mums, the hypnobirthing went out the window because I felt out of control or overwhelmed. But because we were all there together and we knew each other for so long, had that connection, I still remember you lifting Tara's fingers up. And you probably didn't even really, Tara probably doesn't remember, but... just wee things like that, keeping that lovely deep and, lovely deep feeling of relaxation right through the labour, which is so nice, and the little light touch massages and stuff. It's really lovely.
I know through the labour itself, I know that Tara even impressed the midwives and the doctor. Like, they were sold on hypnobirthing after seeing her go through it. They were like, wow. Can't believe that you just did that without any pain medication, without any intervention at all. They were impressed. I was impressed. Everyone was impressed.
They were. And some of the midwives pulled me aside afterwards to ask where they could learn hypnobirthing. So it was amazing. And as you said, the doctor as well was quite blown away with it all. Yeah. So our images now of childbirth are so different, aren't they, Huey? Just of lovely calmness. And
absolutely.
No shouting and screaming and pulling the walls down. Does not happen with hypnobirthing. So Tara, you're going to tell us your story about what happened to you recently?
I dropped a very heavy wooden board onto my toe yesterday, and it felt like it had probably broken 2 toes, and it was very bloody, and I laid on my back and I was about ready to just scream and cry in pain. And I decided to do my birth breaths, which is 20 seconds in and 20 seconds out. And I was thinking of your voice in my head telling me to breathe slowly. And I handled it so well that Huey thought that I wasn't even in pain. He thought that I had just, sort of tripped on my foot, but he looked down at me and I was
bleeding pretty profusely, and he thought, oh my gosh, because I was just so calm and so collected about the whole thing.
Yep.
Because of my birth breath.
Once again.
You see, so even though a lot of couples are maybe a wee bit hesitant to invest in a hypnobirthing course, I always say it's not just for the birth, it's for life and like for parenting. And Marceline is just a wee bit young for the tantrums, you know, that they will come, you know. So all those lovely breathing techniques, how to stay relaxed, will definitely come into play again.
Definitely starting up.
Yeah, she's getting there. She's had her first laying on the ground, picking her feet in the air in public meltdown already.
Yeah. Oh, well then, she's just normal then, isn't she? So what else do we want to share with our listeners? What about, I know some couples do say to me, you know, they did the hypnobirthing and had the doula. And then sometimes when they bring baby home, do you remember those first probably couple of weeks can be quite hazy? Do you ever really feel prepared for that stage? Those early, you're both shaking your head, no. The early days, whenever everything just sort of fizzles into a blur and you just do everything you can for this little tiny baby. Yeah.
It took us, I think we, right, so going through hypnobirthing, having a doula, I feel like we were very prepared for childbirth. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, like, we got home and we had a baby and we're like, wait, what do we do now? I think it took us probably, like, most new parents, just took us a while to get our footing. But, like,
we figured it out.
Yeah, we figured it out.
Yes, you always do, because I know, like, part of the hypnobirthing, and we do talk about the fourth trimester and we do talk about feeding and about crying state and babies. But I know myself, when I'm talking to first time parents, you know, I could be talking to them about anything, you know, about climbing Mount Everest, because they know it's going to happen and they're going to be a baby. But until you actually have it at home, it's really hard I don't think any parents really fully prepared. Now, second, third time round, you know more what to expect, that sleep deprivation and the constant feeding and nappy changes and stuff. We just sort of get on with it. But the first time, a different type of preparation would be required. And it's really hard to, you do what you can. I mean, there's hundreds of books, you know, but as we always say, the babies don't read the books. They don't read the manuals. They don't know. And then every wee baby is unique to mommy and daddy. So as you say, you figure it out, you know, and even without realizing, you still have you will have remembered a lot of the stuff that, you know, we talked about before. You know, and realizing, yes, if you're up during the night, well, yeah, probably lots of other new parents are up there doing the same thing. Take consolation that you're not only on your own. But it is tough. It is. The sleep deprivation is, we know why it's a form of torture.
Yeah, you're right, though. It's hard to think past the event of childbirth. Like, saying that, right, when we talked about the fourth trimester, I'd forgotten that we even talked about that. But, like, it's just hard to think past that main event of getting the baby out, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's so much excitement around it, isn't there? You know, and you're counting down the days almost, and you just can't wait, you know, to see this wee baby that you've made, you know, and it's been waiting a while as well. You know, it's just the excitement of actually meeting the baby. You don't really think that far ahead. Anyway.
Yeah, and you were saying that the babies don't follow a plan, right? That's the same case in the childbirth itself, right?
Yeah.
So that actually makes me think my other favorite part, and I don't remember again if this is part of hypnobirthing or just of having a doula, but the birth plan itself.
Oh yes. Mm-hmm.
So having that and being able to have the education piece that you taught us, here's all the things that happen, here's what to expect, here's your options, here's what you can kind of decide on.
Mm-hmm.
And then us putting that to paper, what we do decide, when everything went wrong in our plan, nothing went according to our plan, we were able to, you know, stop for a second, think about why we made the decision we made.
Mm-hmm.
and then consider our options now, since that option wasn't on the table anymore. And we were able to go, okay, let's go with this next option because I understand what the actual repercussions are and I can stop and ask questions and all that. Like that, that part too, hugely valuable. We were able to, there were two scenarios. So there was one part where we were able to push back on pushy midwives. so that was fun, where they would have just, I don't, like, you know, good intentions and all that, I'm sure, but they could have just steamrolled us and just said, hey, we're doing it this way. And it was, you know, I think one of the smaller parts of having the baby wear is the vitamin K injections
versus the oral.
Yeah. So we wanted to go the oral route. And they were like, okay, time to do the vitamin K shot. And we're like, no, we're not doing the shot. And they were like, well, the doctors say you have to. I was like, okay, stop a second, right? Like in that case, I think had we not gone through this preparation, I would have been like, okay, fine, then let's just do it. But knowing what we wanted and why we wanted it, I was able to say, okay, then let me talk to the doctors.
Right? Yeah.
Like what, if you're gonna pawn this off on the doctors, then let's talk to them. And then like she backed off and there was actually no more discussion about it. So.
Yeah.
We were able to go forward with our choice.
Yeah, it's having the confidence having the education and to know that you can ask these questions and you know what the options are. Yeah, and that's what does make me a little bit sad that there are couples, you know, who don't realize that they can question the doctors and to know that hospital policy is not taken away from your choices, you know, that you do have choices as well. And knowing, you know, when is the right time to go ahead with the medical advice when, you know, and it's not just taken as it has to be done like this. Yeah, because we are compliant. That's the way we're brought up to do what the doctor says, do what the teacher says. Don't be asking questions, just do it. And actually, I do believe that a lot of doctors and midwives do appreciate when you ask questions, because then they know what they're doing. You really understand. It's an informed decision. That's what we talk about all the time, making informed decisions about your body, your baby, your choice. Yeah. So just before we go, because we chatted on here a wee bit, and I know I always try to keep the podcast about 20 minutes so people don't get too bored, but I don't think they'll be bored with ours today. Some birthing memories that are going to stay with you forever, either of you or both of you. Have you got any memories that, because the reason why I always push, you know, hypnobirthing and birth, you know, birth doulas, as I say that you never forget the experience of having a baby, you know, ask your granny, she'll be able to tell you. So of course, for me, as I was your doula and your hypnobirthing teacher, it's really important to me that you have lovely, satisfying birth experience, and as we know, things always change. So any memories that will stick forever that you'd like to share?
I have two. One is that when I was actually like in the moment, you kept coming over and sort of rubbing the tension out of my forehead. So every time I would have my face scrunched up, you'd come push right through my eyes, and I had to just kind of take a breath and relax. And my second favorite memory of that whole experience was after they gave Marceline her first bath, and her hair was so fluffy because she had a whole head of hair, and they didn't bathe her, and so she still was kind of like matted for a day. But when they sent her home from the birth ward, they washed her hair, and it was so fluffy, and it was the most magical thing I've ever seen.
Nice surprise. Oh, the puppy. Yeah.
Yeah, my main memory is when Marceline first came out and they plopped her right on your chest. And she was just like, hello. You know, she hadn't even cried yet. She hadn't anything yet. And, you know, there she was.
Yeah.
That's like vividly in my mind as like the most standout memory as her first seconds being alive.
And we have a picture of that, thanks to you.
Yeah.
We do. The goosebumps there, because what you're describing there, here is that sort of stage where, as you say, baby's not really doing anything. Baby's just been born, and everything is sort of, it's like a domino system in their body. It's all starting, getting ready, you know, to take that first big breath and start to make herself known, as she does. Yeah. So that is really quite precious. Really quite. Some people refer that to quite a sacred state, you know, from womb to the earth side. Yeah, we did. We managed to capture it. Oh, that's lovely. So I am sure everyone's really enjoyed our wee chat today, and I hope they are inspired as well to find out more about hypnobirthing, or find out more about doulas, find out more about informed choice. I'm sure they'll take lots away from this. And it's also just so lovely to hear from the dad's point of view, because, you know, us mums like to talk a lot as well. So it's nice to get from your point of view, Huey. So thank you very much for coming on. And thank you, Tara, for being here too.
Thanks for having us. Such an honor.
Oh, it's just so lovely. And I have to say, you both reached out to me to do this podcast, and I am just so thankful for that. So that's just so lovely. And I know the listeners will have loved it. So I'm just going to sign off quickly here by saying that if you want to get in touch, you can find me on my website, www.motherdoula.com, or my Instagram page, and Hypnodoula. And that's all for today. Thank you very much. So